You don't need a defense attorney when the evidence is already overwhelming. Romans chapter 3, Paul doesn't argue like a philosopher here. He prosecutes like a lawyer stacking undeniable evidence. He writes, "None is righteous, no, not one." And this isn't exaggeration, it's divine diagnosis. We live in a culture obsessed with self-improvement, better habits, better mindset, better you. But Paul doesn't offer improvement here. He delivers a verdict. We are guilty. Every one of us, no exceptions, no loopholes. And this cuts against everything we want to believe about ourselves. We compare ourselves to others and think, well, I'm not that bad. But God doesn't grade on a curve. The standard is His holiness, and against that standard, even our best day falls short. And the problem isn't just what we do. It's who we are under sin. Sin isn't an occasional mistake. It's a ruling power in our lives. It shapes our thinking, our desires, our decisions. It's not that we sometimes fail. It's that we are fundamentally fallen. And here's the tension. Until we accept the verdict, we will never seek after the cure. You don't run to a savior you don't think you need. So today, don't soften the blow. Let the weight of God's word land on you. Because only when we see the depth of our guilt will we appreciate the magnitude of God's grace. Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, strip away my self-righteousness and help me see my true condition apart from Christ. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Danny and Rita Ballard are missionaries in the Philippines. And also, the Makande Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.